Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The sultry sounds of Chris Jericho bringing us in here. And his band, Fozzy, who Chris Jericho uses as his own theme music. This is Judas. Great song. Great selection there. Sunny Behind the Glass. So Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters tournament. That's in the bag. See if anything else is happening on our little most outstanding player at the University of Georgia right now. Charlie Condon, up to 61% now. So people are thinking on the same wave pattern length that I was, at least people that listen to the radio on Sundays, and I appreciate all of you, because I think it's Charlie Condon. Look at what he's doing right now on the baseball field. And right now, April 14th, 2024, he is definitely the most outstanding player. He's a better third baseman, first baseman, left fielder, center fielder, right fielder. I said that right. He plays five positions. He has started games at five different positions this season. He plays mostly at third base. He is better of all of that. He is better on the baseball field than Carson Beck is on the football field. Yes, there. I just said it. Falcons draft. Coming up in 2 weeks. So it actually starts in about, if my math is correct, in about 11 days. Could be 12. It's Thursday after next Thursday, I think. The Falcons have two major positions of need, and it has gone back and forth between the pundits here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the national pundits. Feel free to give me a call if you have any opinions on the Falcons draft or anything we've talked about, 404-726-0929. You can also hit me on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. It's the same exact number, 404-726-0929. I'm going to talk about Spencer Strider's injury. Some cool things that happened at Truist Park this past week, and these elbow injuries that are becoming way too frequent. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, and then we're going to experience the headlines at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But the NFL draft, two positions of major need. In case you live under a rock, they are pass rush and cornerback. Now, depending on what mock draft, which, look, mock drafts, all they are educated guessing. Very much like when I analyze fantasy football, it's educated guessing. Nobody really knows what anybody's going to do. This whole draft could just be thrown in all kinds of amok. We all assume Caleb Williams is going to go number one to the Bears. We all assume that. That's all but going to happen. If I were to put money on anything, it'd be that as far as the draft goes, because the odds are stacked heavily in the favor of that help happening. After that, though, we really don't know. So the Falcons need pass rush and corner. It's just that all the experts are saying you shouldn't take either at pick 8. All the experts are saying you can get all of the both, or you can get a pass rusher, be it Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, or Latu. You can get those guys, any of them. And they're all kind of the same guys with different little attributes each, but they're kind of being all put on the same level by the experts. And I say this in quotes because nobody really knows. But all the experts are saying the Falcons can get any of those guys. You can also get Quinyon Mitchell in the teens. So trade back, trade back, trade back is what we're hearing most recently. Now, last week, it was different. The week before, it was different. Last week, it was you got to take Jared Verse or you got to take Dallas Turner. Look, if you know in your heart of hearts, Atlanta Falcons, if that's your guy and we don't know what the draft board looks like, I don't think anybody here at Sports Radio 99 The Game has actually seen the draft board. If that's their guy, though, I wrote an article about this earlier in the week. If that's your guy, take him. Don't, no ifs, ands, buts about it. Take him if that's your guy. If that's your favorite guy, don't gamble on trading back and have somebody else swoop in and take your guy. All right? The thing I think that we're all on the same page with as far as the Falcons go in that number 8 pick is just don't spend it on offense. But then I have some people say, well, what if that guy's there? What if Marvin Harrison is there? Generational talent. That'll be four years in a row taking an offensive skill position player. Look. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is as good as you say he is and I say he is and everybody says he is, he's not going to be there at 8, and it's widely thought that he's not. Oh, but here comes Roma Dunze entering the picture. What if Roma Dunze is there? Both of these guys are projected to go before 8. So that's why I'm using them as far as offensive guys. We assume that those two guys are going to go before 8. The offensive lineman is going to go before 8. We assume three quarterbacks are going to go before 8. But somebody that could throw a whole wrench into this whole thing is the New England Patriots with the 3rd pick. So I'm looking at two different mock drafts right now. One of them has, so they both have Caleb Williams going. Then they both have Jaden Daniels going to the Washington Commanders at pick 2, which very well may happen. I don't know how happy I would be with that, as a Jaden Daniels and Louisiana State University fan, I would rather Jaden Daniels come here to Atlanta, but that's not going to happen because the Atlanta Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. The great move, by the way. That was the choice to make. Going to get into a little Kirk Cousins and what Cam Newton had to say about him a little bit later. So I've got two mock drafts in front of me. One of them has J.J. McCarthy going third to the New England Patriots. That you don't see very much at all. Nobody is really expecting J.J. McCarthy to go third except for this guy. The other one, side by side, same website, different guy, has Drake May going to New England Patriots. What if the Patriots don't take a quarterback? The Patriots did just sign Jacoby Brissett. The Patriots like what Jacoby Brissett brings to the table. What if the Patriots want to roll with Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappe for the next year or two? Are the Patriots J.J. McCarthy away from winning a Super Bowl? No. Are the Patriots Drake May away from winning a Super Bowl? They are not. If I'm the Patriots, and I'm not, I'm trading that pick to the Raiders, or I'm trading that pick to the Vikings is what I would more want to do, because the Vikings have two first-round picks, and I want both of them for that number three spot. So what if the Patriots take Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers? I've seen that. What if they take a wide receiver? That opens up the Falcons then to trade back, because at pick 8, if Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and J.J. McCarthy go in the first 7 picks, which we all think that that's going to happen, why would the Las Vegas Raiders or the Minnesota Vikings care to trade with the Falcons? Why would they be trade partners with the Falcons? It's widely thought that J.J. McCarthy and then next man up, whoever that is, be it Penix or whoever, would still be there for the Raiders or the Vikings, and they wouldn't have to trade up at all. And I kind of think that that's the thing too. But if the Patriots take that wide receiver, now it leaves one of the top 3 quarterbacks that should be there at 8. Unless, because you don't see, we all think that the Cardinals are going to take one of the wide receivers. The Chargers need a wide receiver, or that could be Brock Bowers. The Giants, it's thought of that they could take a wide receiver. Now, they could be a wild card too. They could take a quarterback, but they still owe Daniel Jones a crap ton of money. You don't know how much a crap ton is. It's a lot. It's almost as much as a load that I can't say. So the Falcons with their prayer hands, don't you really, 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 really want the Patriots to take a wide receiver? If the Patriots take a wide receiver, that increases the value of that number 8 pick by trifold, as far as I'm not mistaken. Then that only leaves one of the other teams trading back to Minnesota or Las Vegas, which could happen. Most mocks have, if there's a first-round trade, it's the Vikings or Raiders moving up to 5 with the Chargers. The Chargers moving back where they could probably still get Brock Bowers. But look, if Brock Bowers is your guy, or if Roma Dunze is your guy, and you're the Chargers, who are in desperate need of both, but I think probably more a wide receiver. I think the Chargers are going to sit there and take a wide receiver. But it'd be pretty cool if they took Brock Bowers, and maybe about, you know, or if that doesn't happen, he goes to the Jets or whatever. Patriots take a wide receiver. Now the Falcons have a trade partner. I don't think that you're going to have another quarterback go 4, 5, or 6, or 7. Titans sitting at 7, they have their guy. So then, what do you do if you're the Falcons and you can trade with the Minnesota Vikings? That would be the ideal situation with the Vikings having, do you get both first-round picks for that number 8 pick? If one of those top 3 quarterbacks are there, I think you can. And then, let's see, the Vikings are at 11, then you get your Dallas Turner. I think Dallas Turner's there at 11. I don't know if he's there much past that, because then you're going to get teams that need pass rush, and you're going to get teams that are going to be division winners that are going to be needing to add, and I don't think that I gamble too much beyond that. If Quinyon Mitchell is your guy, maybe you get him at 11, and maybe Verse or Dallas Turner still there at 18, I think they have, would be the other first-round pick. The other option being trading with the Raiders, who have the 13th pick. But I don't know if, I don't know that Dallas Turner is there at 13. Now, if you think that Dallas Turner and Jared Verse and Latu are in the same level, you really don't care which one you get as long as it's one of them. Sure, you can make a trade with the Raiders. Let the Raiders come up and get that quarterback. But the Raiders aren't going to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy. At least we don't think they are. I think the Raiders could probably get J.J. McCarthy at 13. Assuming Minnesota doesn't do anything. So, very fascinating. Coming up on us, NFL Draft 2024 is going to be happening in about 11 days. My math could be off here. It's Thursday. There's this Thursday, then there's next Thursday. Next Thursday is when the draft happens. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but it's going to be fun. Lots of coverage, including Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Make sure you stay tuned for the NFL Draft. When we come back, there's a few things that happened at Truist Park this past week that deserve to be acknowledged. I will not give Truist Park their flowers. I will acknowledge them. Then we're going to talk about elbows in youth sports. All right, at what point does Major League Baseball, at what point do Major League Baseball organizations, at what point do we as coaches of youth teams step in and say enough is enough? We know what we need to do to kind of stop all this insanity of all these young kids having surgeries. We just don't have the cojones to do it. We can get more into that when we come back. Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is the Bo Johnson Experience.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.